Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hi, and welcome to episode 671. We are your exciting podcasters, America.
I feel like it's loud.
And beautiful, aka Ricky and Rosé.
You guys, so we didn't record in the
studio
this weekend because we're busy and we don't.
I love how you make it sound like they're not important. Our ones of listeners.
Well, it's not that they're not important. It's just that they're not important. No, I'm just kidding.
Hush
no, we haven't, my day was thrown off because I was supposed to be at home.
Yeah, this is all you're doing, so, by the way.
No, it's my condo management doing.
Oh, that's right, because they're the ones that scheduled it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that sucks. And people are pissed.
Yes, yes! Because they probably had to fucking rearrange their whole entire day to get this shit done.
Well, some people are like, I took off work.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
It sure be.
Oh, you know this. Those people were pissed.
Well, we have a condo meeting on March 7th, so if they would like to express their concerns, they could show up.
Right?
So.
If you got something to say, show your face.
We shall see.
So, America, what's going on?
What's happening? What's the cool stuff?
What's the 411?
What's the 411?
Might get the line wrong. So, yeah, this podcast is the car cast.
Okay, put the bag down it's not so close to the
microphone. Sorry. Oh, if it's not one thing with you, it's another.
It's always another.
So,
you guys, we just went to fucking IKEA. And I swear to God.
No. We went to hell.
I needed. There's not even enough Xanax in the world that I needed for me to get
I would beg to differ because you got a pretty big stash of Xanax. I'm starting
to
think.
You know what? That is saved up. I am a Xanax hoarder, okay?
I'm starting to believe that.
I'm selling them out of your truck. A Black Door pharmacy. What? Black Door? Black. What is it?
Black market.
Black market.
I mean, I was thinking Black Door. Girl, clean that.
I was thinking like Black Barn, White Market, or whatever that's called.
Oh, I've never.
But it's
I think it's
White
called the
House,
White Barn.
Black Market. It's something like that.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. That
Black,
it wasn't very. It's
racist. I think. I know when I first saw it, I was like, I feel like that's racist.
Why is it that all white people feel racist when there's anything that involves black and white?
I don't mean racist towards white people. I mean
well,
racist
clearly,
towards black people.
Because there's no such thing.
What?
That's imaginary on your behalf. I hate white people!
You guys, it's 60 degrees today. I'm projecting that one person will be shot and killed for every degree over 32 degrees today.
Oh, that's sad.
So, we'll
see. 179. So,
I need to go buy Costco.
Well, there's one by my house.
So, we need to go there.
Okay, that's fine.
But I have the directions to your house. Is it still going to get us to the same place?
Yeah, I mean, as long as we're going towards my house, it's fine. I'll direct. What was I going to say? So we just... Okay, so this morning we decide... So Ricky calls me and says, hey, girl.
I was like, girl.
Schedule is
what?
Being moved.
Oh, my girl.
Schedule change.
I got real white girl on it.
Yeah, she was a little... Wait, is this Irving Park?
It's golf.
Shit. It's not golf. It's Irving Park. So you could take Irving Park all the way.
Is take this?
Yeah, you can just take it. That's fine. Oh, and it's Higgins. It's fine. Well, this will get us to my house. So he calls me up and he tells me, "Hey, girl, there's a schedule change. You know, the people weren't gonna come today because it was misscheduled or whatever. Do you still want to go to IKEA? Would you want to go to IKEA instead today and Craft Fancy today instead of tomorrow?" And I said, "Sure, that's fine. Like, you know, I'm not doing anything right now, really. I'm just kind of cleaning and, you know, getting laundry done and whatever. And
making cards.
And he's like, "Okay, I'm going to get ready and come over." So he comes over and we head over to Craft Fancy. Tell us why we spent, like...
3 hours in there.
3 hours.
At least two.
At least two and a half.
And 5 minutes shopping and the rest talking to people.
Literally,
about
we were just chit-chatting for... And then I love how Brian, which is one of the workers, I think he's, like, part owner of the store. I love how he like, slidely said, "Oh, they were in the middle of a class, so just for the next time, ask if they're in a class and don't interrupt them," is basically
right.
What
I was trying
to say.
Well, we had no idea. I didn't know.
I knew they were in a class. I just didn't think it was that fucking strict. I was like, "Really, Brian? You get down like that? Little secret homo?"
I don't think it was that strict.
No. I don't think so either, but I think he was just trying to let us know, like, you know, the next time if there's...
The next time if there's a class, why don't you just come over to my house?
Right. And suck my dick.
Teach me a few things.
Oh. I think he's...
But is that...
I think he would need to be... taught.
That's what I'm saying. That's what he would say.
Yes. So we were there and we were just chit-chatting with the two, well, really one of them.
Should I take the way that this is telling me to go? Because this is saying to go to Arlington Heights Road.
Yeah, because you're going to hit it up right now. I mean, if you want to, it's, either way, it's fine. I'm just afraid that it's going to tell you to get back on the expressway.
It is.
And I don't really necessarily think that you should.
Okay. So I'll just turn this off and you tell me where to go.
Yeah, that's fine. Anyway.
Sorry, we're recording.
Yeah. You know, we're biz.
We're biz. So we went to IKEA. Actually, we went to the...
I need a little juice, sorry.
Let's tell them about the Chipotle Asian.
Well, I was going to say. So then we're sitting there talking to one of the girls, one of the ladies.
Oh my God, we forgot that we needed to eat.
And in this entire time, we got so super excited that we forgot to eat. Well, we forgot to go to lunch. Anyway, so we end up leaving. We got there, like, what? Maybe, like, 11? Mm-hmm. And we left close to, like, 2:30.
It was ridiculous.
Anyway, so we ended up going to the... I told him, let's go try this, the new Chipotle-style Asian restaurant that's
owned
popping
by Chipotle,
up.
Right?
Yes, it's owned by Chipotle, and it's starting to pop up all over the country. Mainly in California, is I think where a lot of them are. And I've been wanting to try it because I've from like a lot of reviews that I've seen, people are really going crazy for it. Now, I think that the reason why people go crazy for that shit is because
it's
kind of healthier and it's owned by Chipotle, so it's the same sort of setup. So we get there. Okay, first of all,
we can't hear a damn thing.
We can't hear a damn thing because the music's kind of loud, the kitchen's kind of loud. And there's about 18 motherfucking kids, too many, running around.
Motherfucking church.
Crazy. Look, let
like,
me tell you something.
Seriously, right? It was all, like, crazy kids that had too much grape juice. I don't know what was happening, but they were not shutting the fuck up or sitting the fuck down.
No, it was, oh my God.
I love me some churrin.
You know, I don't.
Well-behaved churrin.
You know... As one of my aunts would say, children are to be seen and not heard.
Okay, that's like a saying for like 400 years.
Well, I'm just saying that my aunt would say it.
How do you say that in Spanish, though?
Niños no deben de... Niños lo más en ven no hablan.
That sounds sexy.
Niños son para ver, no hablar.
Now we're in like textbook recording. Which way?
Well, you're going to go on our left.
The only way.
Right. No, you could go right, but no, you're going to go left. Anyway, so at this point, I am just like, oh my God.
You had it, and we just
went down. Seriously wanted to fucking shoot myself. Now, let me just tell you that if I know your children, I'm okay. Nine times out of ten, I don't like children, period. Like, I have come to terms with that because when I was younger, I really liked kids and I wanted to have kids. Yeah. But I would also never allow my kids to behave the way that those kids were
behaving. Oh my God, those kids would be getting ass beatings
for days. Look, my children would not even leave my side. That's how terrified they'd be if we were in public.
They were acting like it was a McDonald's playground.
Yes, and then and I'm sorry, and this is not to call them out, but these were like Indian people, and they were literally not doing anything. They were just literally letting
the white girl, the white woman with the baby, wasn't doing anything either.
Right. Well, she was, but it was mainly
because
like,
Mackenzie, Rebecca, and what was the third one's name?
Kinsley.
Her name's Lila, probably. They were all chatting about coffee or whatever, and the kids like.
Oh, yeah. Could
stick in their hands in the fountain
make
drinks.
A right at this here light.
Stick in their hands in the fountain drinks.
Oh, and then she decides to pull out her boob and start feeding her child.
Which
was, she was fine, whatever. Like, it was very discreet. It wasn't like she was sitting there with her boob hanging out.
I didn't even actually notice.
Yeah, I noticed immediately. I was like, oh. And she was like... Yeah, so like.
Oh, is this a gay bar?
It used to be. I don't know if it is. If it's
I think
still
it
gay.
Is. I think I heard somebody say it's.
A gay it bar. Used to be Hunters. Now it's Phoenix.
Whatever.
But anyway, so you know, because Mackenzie was too busy chit chatting with her girlfriends on a Saturday afternoon,
and
fucking
a,
up everybody
had a baby
else's
on
life.
Her tit.
Woo, girl! Let me go down.
Okay, let's get to the food.
Anyway, so we order our food. First of all, it's a little confusing. How
it's
to order?
Very confusing. It's not Chipotle,
but it is. It's so weird because like you. So this is the first time like Chipotle doesn't have like
prearranged burritos
or like let's suggest this bowl because it's pre-made and we know this is gonna work really well. Which is something new and interesting. I think you know, like it gives you the option if you don't want to go, especially if you're brand new. Like, you don't want to go through all that.
Too many decisions.
Like, literally, it's a lot of decisions. You're almost overwhelmed with how much you have to, like, pick. So, we start picking our food. Like, we're looking through the menu. It's a little, confusing. Because, you know, if you're not versed on, like, Southern Asian, was it?
Southeast
Asian food, you're going to be, like... I don't know what this is. I'm not too sure.
Basically, it's a lot of curry.
Yeah, it's a lot of curry and a lot of spice.
It wasn't very... I don't know. It wasn't very, like...
flavorful.
Chinese. But it wasn't... It was
well,
like,
it
kind of like
been,
Asian.
Though. That's why...
It's like
no,
kind of like
it's
Asian.
It's like Thailand. I told you, it's inspired by food from Thailand.
I don't know. I've been to Thai restaurants that... But, it's interesting.
It wasn't, like I told Ricky, it wasn't great, but it wasn't bad either. Like, I think I would maybe give it another chance, but I would probably try one of the pre-done bowls to see what I did wrong in my choosing, if you will.
And also, this is what makes me mad.
Oh,
makes me want to write an old man letter. And mail it in the mail to let them know I'm serious. Chipotle doesn't do this. If I want corn in my burrito bowl, I say, can I have corn in my burrito bowl? They put it in there. This place was like, that's extra.
What
the fuck are you talking about? It's extra.
I understand. And I would be the same way if they had told me that that was extra. But I think the reason why it's not extra Chipotle, because it's salsa and not actual corn. I know that
that is roasted corn.
No, I understand that it is a distinguished. There isn't really much of a distinguishable difference, but for Chipotle, it's a salsa more so than it is just corn.
Well, can I get some salsa, please?
Anyway, so okay,
can I get some salsa de maíz?
De maíz. Stupid. The maíz. Can I get some maíz up in here? Anyways. So it was okay. It was the pork turkey meatballs were really good.
I think it was pork chicken.
Was it chicken or turkey?
Yeah, it wasn't turkey, it was chicken.
Chicken? Oh, that was good. Girl, that was real good. And let me tell you, ooh, he's cute. Girl. I will also tell you that the spring roll, that was real good too. And I really appreciated the sauce.
Could they
like I wanted to slap it on a dick and suck away.
Oh.
Although I don't know how that would do well
but
for...
But didn't you do that? Oh, no, that there was you? A guy there. There was a guy there that Roger was, like, fiending over. And I'm like,
okay,
I don't
was
even
not
see
fiending
him.
Over.
I'm like, I don't even clear. See him.
Oh, because the reason why Ricky's saying that is because he was ginger. Lee.
Pothole on road ahead.
Oh. He was real ginger.
He was real, like, a true ginger. He
and
was cute. He had a really cute
all
face.
All I saw was a hat, a shirt... A bandana, and then it was like walking by itself. There was no body. It's really weird.
I don't know. It's yeah. So anyway, and then so we're finishing up there, and then we decide to head on over to IKEA because that's really where our mission was. And as soon as we start pulling up to IKEA, Ricky about had a motherfucking heart attack. Because we could already tell it was fucking busy. Like, when I mean busy, almost every parking spot was taken.
We've never had to park that far before now.
Like, we were parked so far, I think we were in the sticks of Illinois.
You guys, I literally started shaking. I was like, oh my God, all these people are going to be in here. And of course, we walk in, and it's like fucking shoulder to shoulder... Elbow to elbow.
Mano a mano.
It's just... Yeah, hand in hand.
God, that cracked me up. Oh, he's cute. Hi. He's real cute. Do you want to stay in your right lane?
He's busy. He's on his phone.
I know. He should not be texting and driving. Anyway, so... The only good thing about IKEA is that there were some cute hotties there. Although they were probably like 16, they were still hot. I know, totally Chester molester, but they were hot. Can't help it.
Oh my God, IKEA's... Wait, is this a right turn only? Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes. You're going to follow us.
IKEA is the new mall for teenagers.
Oh my God. Ugh. So we thought we escaped the children's from one... restaurant.
They just got bigger.
So we went from Southeast Asian children to fucking Eastern European children that were just as equally annoying as the ones before. And the worst part about it is these were actual, like, mini adults.
Yeah.
And like they were behaving like the 3-year-olds.
Oh, there's a plane coming
towards us. Great. Maybe it'll sweep us away.
Heaven.
JetBlue, girl. JetBlue. Look at it land. What if it crashed right now?
Oh, God.
Wouldn't it be awful?
I would have a heart attack.
I would pull over and run and
take pictures.
You can't see it land.
I would get out of my car, scream and start crying, and film it so I can get famous.
so I could be like, and Damn, Daniel. He's so stupid. So anyway, we're trying to figure out, because the reason why we went to IKEA was because I was going to get a table.
Okay, which
so
way
here,
are we going?
You're fine. So, we were going to get a table for, like, just kind of like a kitchen table, so that we had a little, like, so we could put some stuff on a table here at my house. But I thought, well, let me just look if I can find something to make a better craft table with, like Jimmy Rig something, then I'll be okay. I'll move the current table I have, which is what I was going to get anyway. I'll move it into the little kitchen space that we have, and I'll take the craft table if I find one. Get on your right lane. Get on your right lane. And so once we get in there, like, immediately we're fucking annoyed and pissed off and about ready to fucking cut everyone's head off.
There was a guy in there practicing his pimp walk.
Oh my god.
I'm like, you could do this outside. There's like 50 million pregnant women in here. Who are you pimping right now?
I know. I was just like, dude, go fucking, go do that in your fucking basement of your house. Fucking dumbass. Anyway, so we start talking and we're kind of getting ideas and shit, and
We ran into a fellow crafter by accident.
We ran into a crafter.
She's one of those crafting girls.
I know, her teeth were real bad, though. She had gingivitis like no other.
She had gingivy.
I was wondering how I could not smell her breath. That's how bad her gingivitis... Her ginger was...
And she was a ginger, too.
And she totally was. I'm surprised that Ricky was talking to her.
She was a ginge. I really wasn't talking to her. But I did notice her horse teeth.
I was like, girl, if you have teeth that big, you better make sure they're fucking white, like a whiteboard.
It wasn't so much her teeth were big, she had big gums.
Well, I don't know, I thought her teeth were kind of chiclets.
Let's not talk about people, that's awful.
But let's do it just a little bit.
But anyway, she's a fellow crafter, and then she pulled out her phone, and then she was showing us her table.
Which was really, I didn't quite understand, I still didn't understand really what she was talking about. Yeah. Which is fine, whatever, no bigs. So then we're like, she kind of gives us a little bit of, like, you know, direction, and she's like, you know, you could do this, you could do that, and I just really wasn't satisfied with her answer, not because she was wrong or anything, or because I didn't like her answer, I felt like it wasn't what I was looking
for.
You
went with my idea.
So we ended up walking over to, like, the bookshelf area, and Ricky kind of walked over to some bookshelves that were kind of the height that I need, and that I wanted. And he's like, well, you could do this with the two table. Like, you know, you could do this. And I'm like, well, that's kind of expensive. And lo and behold, right next to it, there was, like, a single portion of that of those drawers. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is perfect. Because it's, like, single. I don't really need the double-sided. And it was a bookshelf. And so what we did is I bought the two bookshelves that were reasonably priced. And I bought a tabletop that was also reasonably priced. So the whole table, my whole crafting table costs about $80. And I think it's actually going to work out really well. It's tall enough where I can, you know, stand and do
literally
my crafting.
Literally a plane just about touched the ceiling of the car.
Oh, that's awesome. We should have stuck our hands out. Oh, you don't have ours on the roof. Anyway, so luckily enough, checking out wasn't such a problem.
You ran into, like, the shortest line ever.
It was only one person in front of us.
And you literally ran to that register.
I sure did. I was like, I just want to get the fuck out of here now at this point.
He looked like the Roadrunner on the cartoons. You know, he's like, beep, beep, and then he would... I saw smoke. I saw an Acme bomb, but you didn't. You didn't set it off. You were waiting for Wile E. Coyote to come get it.
AKA all the people in IKEA?
Yeah.
I just don't... Okay, first of all, let me be clear. I have nothing against IKEA. I have, you know, a few of their items. I just don't understand what's their fascination. Because literally, it's like every fucking time... Ricky and I can go to IKEA for the next 4 weekends. And it would be just as equally busy as it was today.
Right.
And I guarantee you that it was busy today because it's nice outside. Mm-hmm. But it's always fucking busy. Well, we're driving to it.
No, we're right near your house now.
Yeah, don't you... It's... The Costco's right by the North Avenue, and... I mean, I don't need to go with you. You can go yourself.
No, you can go with me.
That means you have to drive me back up here. Oh, I guess it's better because I'm going to get on the highway. Anyway, so...
So confused.
You're fine. I've got you, girl.
IKEA is always, always busy. Always.
Soups busy.
You know they're doing an IKEA tour room in Chicago. Did you see that?
Yeah, I heard about that.
I should do a video for it. So I can have them redo the whole craft room.
Well, you're kind of halfway there.
I know, right? They wouldn't have to do so much.
Actually, you should do the same idea that I did. I mean, after all, it was kind of your idea.
No, but I want to be able to, I mean, I know I could with that move the stuff if I needed to, because, like, when I have guests, I'm going to have to put that table against the wall, the crafting table.
Yeah, but,
So, I could just move one piece instead of moving...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Three pieces.
But if you adhere it to the top like I am, you shouldn't have a problem with that, though. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I do like the fact that I have the extra storage, which is nice, because then I can put, like, the stuff that I don't use as frequent in there. So, like, my... Like, I could put, like, a little basket for the stamps that I'm going to get ready to create cards with and things like that.
Roger's like, what size table should I get? And I'm like, this one. He's like, but what if I go bigger? And I'm like, that means more shit will be on your desk.
I know.
And he's like,
yeah. Yeah, that's the last thing I fucking need. Right. I don't need any more shit.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
We do have some, we have a couple phone calls, and we have some email that we need to go through, but we'll do that more back in the studio.
Yeah, we'll do that at the studio.
Roger, guess what?
What? Chicken butt.
Next Saturday is my birthday.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm
gonna be 45. I'm gonna be 30 fucking 9 years old.
Wow, that's awesome.
30
fucking wait, nine. So does that mean that I have to make you an actual card?
Yes. And don't write in it, because I want to probably give it to someone else.
Oh, you want me to do the washi tape thing? Tell me why. I went to fucking Target and I saw this really cute washi tape.
And it was like $9.
$2.99. Yeah. I was like, why? I still bought it, but I was like, why? Fucking $2.99 for washi tape. How about you washi my ass?
That costs more than $2.99.
Well, but, you know, you'll get some pleasure out of it.
No, the labor. It's labor intensive.
What did you see? What?
Straight?
You could go straight if you want to. I wouldn't advise it.
Take a left on here.
And bump up. Yeah. Camera reported ahead.
You know what's kind of funny, though? Is that when we were in IKEA... Oh, driver. He was like, he was looking at, like, not a wine rack, but you were looking at the metal racks.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, you're like banging on it. And I was like, oh, that seems real sturdy. I was like, sturdy like my ass. And he goes, well, your That's ass real is real sturdy. Anyway, I wonder if my box is here.
I wonder if my box is here.
I think my box came. I'm waiting for my fucking... What look if? At the little doggy does not want to go. I hate when you do that. Drag if, little dogs.
What if I move? Remember at IKEA? You're like, something move? I'm like, but what if I move? And you're like, ew. Oh, Jesus. You guys, you have to watch this video. It's... I forget the guy's name. It's like Brian something. The guy that did the gay... Gap, the gay
was it
age gap. Wait, he's the younger guy.
Okay, but was it also the one that did the gay roommate and the straight roommate?
He's the one that did when gays see each other, how they act.
Oh, like. Yeah, that's so funny. Because anyway. It's kind of true.
Yeah.
When gays see each other and they don't know each other, it is literally competition.
It's literally a Vogue
session. I love that. Straight? You're going to like...
Okay.
I mean, straight, but...
But, anyway, you should watch this video. It's called... It's something like, when your gender-fluid friend gets more straight guys than you do, or something like that. It's pretty funny.
That's really what the title is.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, you guys should watch it. It's pretty fun. I also want to send a shout-out. I'm not sure if they're listening, but I was very, I kind of chit-chatted a little bit with the host of the Tony Soto Show. I don't know if you've ever...
I listened to the show you told me about. He was on some other guy's show, though. It was like the Straight Power Hour or something.
Yeah, the Gay Power
but
Hour.
But then I've listened to the show that came out after that is his.
Yes, the Tony Soto show.
And he's
anyway,
from Chicago, right?
Yeah, he's from Chicago. And they're fucking hilarious. You want to go straight. They host, it's typically four hosts. So it's Tony Soto, and then there's Lucy Whack in the back. And then there's, oh my God, I can't remember the other girl's name. Rachel Sanders. And then there is the drag queen. Oh my God, what is her name? I can't remember her name.
I think the show that I listened to only had him, the straight guy, and a girl. I don't think it had more than that. I can't remember.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
Sorry.
What's her fucking name? It'll come to me. But, anyways, so, and they're all based, they're all from Chicago. I mean, not like, I think he's the only one that was actually born in Chicago, or not in Chicago, but Illinois. Anyway, so are they
from Chicago, but lived in Schaumburg?
Kind of something like that. Yeah. we were chatting because they were talking about the Super Bowl and how you're gonna make a right at the stop sign. They were talking about the Super Bowl and how like they were talking about how Lady Gaga sang the Star Spangled Banner and blah blah blah. And so I chimed in on their Facebook wall and was like, well, I just want to let you all know that Whitney Houston, while she did sing the actual anthem, she didn't actually sing it live. She lip-synced it. Through, you know, her performance was completely lip-synced. And the reason why she lip-synced it was because the record company, and I think, like, her handlers, were afraid, because it is kind of a rough, it is kind of a hard song to sing, because of, like, the progression and the key changes.
Well, and it's the fucking national anthem, and if you fuck that up,
everyone's ruined, right? Like, everyone's gonna hate you. And so that's why you're gonna make a left. So then she pre-recorded it. I think she did sing it live at the field, or she was singing along with the track. Mm-hmm. But what we heard as viewers was the pre-recorded version.
Because I really think she was singing it, because you could see like the veins in her head.
Yeah, 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 for sure. But I think that she was singing it for the, you know. But what we heard as viewers was the recorded version. Which is fine, because it's still her voice and she sounded amazing. It's just, it wasn't done live, you know? I mentioned that and he responded back. He's like, I knew that was the case. And I said, oh yeah, that's very well known in the industry. Like, that's what happened. And then, I said, hey, you know, I'm also from Chicago, born and raised. I was like, I just want to let you know that I listen to your show. I love it. You guys are hilarious. And I also do a podcast, and it's called Foul Monkeys or whatever. And he's like, oh my God. He's like, totally. He's like, great. He's like, I'll take a listen to it. And I mean, I don't know if he did or not, but I just wanted to send a shout out in case he was listening to our show or now.
Okay.
But you guys should take a listen to the show. It's pretty funny. It's kind of similar to this where they kind of get together and they really just talk about, you know, kind of popular events that are going on and things of
IKEA
that nature.
And
yeah.
Kids.
Yes. 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 And they smoke. So it's even better because they're like, you know, hide out.
Oh, smoke weed. Okay.
Yes.
I was like, well, what is smoking?
Now it's going to fucking, fucking irk my mind that I can't remember her name.
Has she been on Drag Race?
No, but, she's really, she did a photo shoot where she was embodying Grace Jones. And oh my God, beautiful. Like when you, I'll try to see if I can remember her name and I'll show you the picture.
I thought you said this place was next to your house.
Well, this is next to my house. It's not that far. It's, I mean, like, why you act like you've never been to that Costco?
It's like Rogers Park adjacent. Shit.
Bitch, Rogers Park adjacent would be like 45 minutes later. You're just bitching and moaning because you're driving a little bit longer.
Where am I going? Is this a right?
You're
going
to make a right at this light. Anyway, so, yes. Anyway,
How long have we been recording?
I don't know. I hope it's still recording. That's a problem. 34 minutes.
I think it's good for now.
Yeah, we'll do a half hour for this weekend.
Sorry, maybe guys. You know what? You got 2 1-hour long shows, and you got a Periscope. Maybe we'll do a little Periscope. And then you got this recording this week. So, sorry.
Actually, this is your recording, so I'll transfer to you.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, you guys. Maybe I'll pop in sometime this week at Ricky's and we'll record a quick show, but probably not.
I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling that moment.
Girls, I'm just letting you guys know he wasn't feeling this moment either.
I was not feeling it.
Anyways, oh, by the way, did you read that, what's his face? Rodan is moving to Dallas?
Oh, Rodan, yeah.
I was like, what?
I think that's just recent. Yeah.
It's totally recent, and I'm sure that they'll talk about it in their next show. But I was, when I read it on Facebook and I listened to their last show, their most recent show, mm-hmm. He didn't talk about it.
Right.
But I think that was in the works. But doesn't he own the house that he's living in now, or are they renting it?
I don't know.
I'm like, girl, I mean, y'all be house jumping?
Yeah.
Like crazy.
He moves a lot.
Anyways, all right. Well, we'll be back at some point. If not next week, we'll definitely have something for you guys. Yeah. Anyways, this way. Right. So, this is Beautiful.
And this is Liar.
Okay, Shakira.
Okay, Beyonce.
Ew. Anyways, all right, you guys.
Bye.
We'll see you guys later. Bye!
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.